You are now listening to Against All Odds, the podcast for side hustlers, entrepreneurs, and wealth achievers who are doing what they love and making an income at the same dang time. And now, your host, Terrilyn Hicks.
Hey, what's up, listeners, and welcome. I'm so excited for y'all to be here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, I have Lala Matthews here in the studio with me. Lala is a single mom and proud owner of 416 Interiors, and she is an interior decorator who, against all odds, has started her own business decorating for individuals and other businesses. She also stages homes for realtors and helps people get the perfect look of luxury for their space. Lala, girl, how you doing?
I'm blessed, and you?
I'm beyond blessed because I got you here in the studio. Oh, we've already been laughing a lot, and it's been crazy. So tell us, before we get started, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am originally from Arkansas, Southeast Arkansas, born and raised in Durham Heart, and a mother of two. I moved here 3 years ago, back in 2018, after I finished college. And it was to basically do what I'm doing, and that's to start my own business.
Yes, and today is a startup story, so we're focusing on people who are starting up their business, because a lot of times it's really easy to talk to someone who's, you know, I've been doing this for 10 years, my system, here's how I do it. But when you're trying to start up the business, a lot of times you're not worried about a system, you're just like, how the heck do I do this after I get off?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, tell us a little bit about your business.
My business services in, 416 Interior Services in home decorating, home staging, interior decorating for residential and commercial properties, as well as Lakeview Picnics. I do Lakeview Picnics as well, which is a new service I actually added on to my services. And I also decorate short-term rental properties.
Okay, so that's, you have a lot of services that you're able to provide for people. And I know that starting, was that what you started out with immediately, or what was the first start?
Just interior decorating.
Right, so you were just like, I like that, and then kind of expanded from there.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay.
I sat back and thought about a few things, and I was like, okay, I can bring more to the table than just doing interior decorating.
Mm-hmm.
So started doing my research and following different groups on Facebook and seeing a need for short-term rental properties, which is actually booming right now, as you are aware of. And as far as the Lakeview, just picnics in general is something else that's very trendy right now.
Yeah, and so, I bet COVID kind of made that something people wanted to do too, right? being stuck in the house, you know.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for my kids, I'd love a picnic, but I don't think it would be as romantic as I imagined it, you know.
Well, not only the picnics that I set up aren't only for couples.
Mm-hmm.
So I do for brunch. I do brunch and party picnics, as well as lunch picnics.
So, like, parties, basically. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So, when it comes to the research that you did, what did that look like? Because we actually met on Facebook. I reached out and was like, hey, guys, I have a podcast, and that's how we connected.
Yeah.
So, I know you were super active on the groups. I know one of the things that you did was you, like, reached out, but then you liked my page, and you liked it on Instagram. Girl, you were stalking me a little bit. But it made me know that you were interested, and I was like, okay, well, you know what? This seems
definitely
like a person who's eager to connect.
Right.
Let's do it.
Yes. And I most definitely worry. You know, I'm the type of person, I'm drawn to the energy of people, you know. So, and I seen that you were doing a podcast, and I was like, why not, you know, why not just reach out, take a chance if, you know, what's wrong with just saying,
you're
reaching out.
You know, that's the crazy thing. I think a lot of times when people are starting out, you're not used to, a lot, especially if you're a modest person you're an introvert, it's hard to put yourself out there. But that is so much of how it happens and how you build those connections. It's being like, you know what, they might say no, they might not even answer me. But
it's about networking.
Yeah.
If you want things to go right for your business, then you have to be able to network.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
So when it comes to getting your business up and running, what's your biggest struggle currently?
Biggest struggle? I would actually have to say my biggest struggle right now is paperwork.
Okay. Tell me more about
making sure that my contract so in line, and more so making sure that I'm pricing everything was actually reasonable for everyone. Mm-hmm. I don't want to just be able to cater to a certain niche, you know.
What is your niche currently?
My niche, well, when it comes to interior decorating, my niche is actually home buyers, homeowners, mm-hmm. Realtors, private home sellers.
Okay.
And all in all, people that just want a luxurious space, something that's decorated that fits their personality and character.
Yeah. So are you wanting to be at the top of that luxury? Or are you at the middle ground? Or are you like, hey, look,
Well, right now, it really doesn't make me no never mind. Because my thing is, you know, making sure that I provide an experience that's going to continue to bring me business and continue to grow my services.
Right. And in the meeting, I would say that's probably really important, right?
Right.
To be able to have that, what one person calls it, that savage attitude.
Right,
like,
right.
You're going after whatever. Right.
Yes, most definitely.
Being hungry. Hungry. I mean, that's the thing. That's the difference.
Yes, most definitely.
You know? I mean, I think we all get nervous about putting ourselves out there and stuff. But what is it like to get this type of customer? Is this the right one or whatever? But
all the time.
The difference is that hunger and just going mm-hmm. past that, right? Mm-hmm. So, what's one thing that you didn't know that you had to learn?
One thing that I didn't know getting started, well, first let me say this. When I first started my business, the name of it was The Touch of Lala.
Uh-huh.
Recently, back in October of last year, I changed my business name.
Okay.
And during the process, I just went from that name to this name that I currently have.
Mm-hmm. 416 Interiors.
Yes. So I'm a person that loves to have a good time. I love laughter. I love creating memories, you know, and I love to decorate. So I was mm-hmm. like, you know what, let me switch some things up. But in the process, I end up learning about building business credit.
Okay.
Which is actually something that I was never aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got around to learning what it takes to actually have a business and using business credit to leverage your business, I took it and I ran with it.
So tell me about business credit. How's that different than your regular credit?
Business credit is totally different from personal credit because, of course, a lot of outside resources want to be able to put into small businesses,
mm-hmm.
invest in small businesses.
Right.
So gaining that knowledge of having business credit versus personal credit, not being able to use your personal credit to build a business, was very, very knowledgeable.
Because they're separate, right?
Right.
So did you come in, you were like, I have amazing credit. Won't you give me this loan?
No, actually, I can't say I did.
Well, then tell the truth, you know, because sometimes, hey, man.
I'm going to be honest with you. My credit is... it's fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's fair.
Right.
I put it that way. It's fair, and it's something that I'm constantly working on building. But when I found out, hey, that's not something that I necessarily need for my business more,
mm-hmm.
then I started
looking into how you build business credit.
Right.
What did you do to do that?
I opened up a few vendors' accounts.
Okay.
Like with Quail, UR,
mm-hmm.
Home Depot.
Home Depot?
Yes.
That helps you build business credit.
Most definitely.
Okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm. They give you a line of credit. So a few others such as Floor and Decor, and the list goes on and on.
Right. So it's like industry shops,
right. mm-hmm.
and you build a card through there.
Right.
And then,
right.
And were you able to build that? Did you have to get your an LLC to do that before?
Yes.
Okay.
So I established my LLC back in 2019, April 2019, and moving forward, I didn't learn about business credit until October of 2020.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
it took a minute.
Yes.
Yeah.
And honestly, I end up establishing my business backwards from what I've learned. Anytime starting a business and you've gotten to the point where you've came up with a business name, the first step in securing a business and making sure that you have everything in line is you want to get, make sure your business is trademarked.
Mm-hmm.
See, I did it backwards.
Right.
So I ended up getting my LLC, my EIN number, and opening my business bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just got my business trademarked.
Okay.
Which is the other way around. You need to get your business trademarked first.
Now, was that the reason for the name switch?
That also,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so I guess the A Touch of Lala was already taken.
From what I've seen, what I had saw on Google, yes.
Oh, okay. So that's an interesting. That's a very specific,
yes.
Specific
yes.
business name. I bet you were surprised on that one,
yeah,
right?
That's
a good note though, because a lot of people would go immediately for the LLC
right.
and not think anything of it, because you know they would think, well, you know, I'm not trying to be the only person ever
right.
with this business name. So that's a really, really good
right,
point.
Right.
So, how did you go about learning all of this? Did you have like a fairy business godmother, or what was your strategy?
A fairy business godmother. Well, actually, I learned about it just being on YouTube and actually joining different business groups on
mm-hmm.
Facebook, of
okay.
course. And like I said, following different people on YouTube, and like Noelle, which is phenomenal when it comes to real estate. She actually breaks down a lot of things when it comes to establishing your business.
And Noelle, I don't think I've heard of her. Noelle, does she have a last name?
No, Noelle Randall. Noelle.
Okay, y'all, start typing in Noelle R and just
yes, yes, yeah. And she will come up, but
yeah.
she's very popular on YouTube and Instagram.
So one of the things I really liked that you mentioned was talking about getting on business groups on Facebook, because it's not official. I know when I'm Googling things,
right.
sometimes there's so much information.
True, true.
That you just go through this sort of analysis
mm-hmm.
paralysis, and you don't know where to start. But I know, you know, we're on I don't
right.
think that's actually a business group, but there's a lot of entrepreneurs there.
No, that's not a business group, but...
Yeah, but, and I'm going to get biblical on y'all for just a moment. there's a verse. You don't have to believe in God to believe in this. There's a verse though in the Bible that basically says that if you surround yourself with foolish men, you will become more foolish, right?
Right? That's
and
true.
The opposite goes, if you surround yourself with wise men, you'll become wiser.
That's true.
And I know, and I speak to this because a lot of people have fears about how do I get started? Like you were saying,
right.
what if I do make the wrong move?
Mm-hmm.
Should I get the LLC?
Mm-hmm.
Should I not? All that stuff sounds super crazy until you get around people who are all business owners
right.
and entrepreneurs.
Most definitely.
And you
most
start
definitely.
Hearing that stuff
right.
and it starts being conversational
mm-hmm.
to you, where you're like, I don't know how
it's
many times.
It's most definitely motivational for me.
Yes. Yes.
You
and
know.
You get around people who get it.
Right.
I don't know how many times I've heard LLC, trademark, all that
mm-hmm.
stuff just wrapped around versus my
yeah.
friends aren't talking about that, you know? So if you don't know people... If y'all are listening, if you don't know people who talk about that, then surround yourself with those types of people. Lala will reach out to you. She'll stalk you, y'all. If you got a podcast. If not, maybe
yes,
not, right?
Yes,
right?
I mean, whether they have a podcast or not, you know,
yeah.
I've always been taught, you know, to encourage people,
mm-hmm.
push them.
Yeah.
You know, motivate them, inspire them, and that's something that I most definitely want to continue to do, continue to sow my seed in whichever way God, you know, excuse those that not, you know.
If they're on this episode, we're on episode 8,
you know.
If you don't know we like God in here, then, you know, you just got to
I know, you know, yeah, but I'm going
to
continue to sow my seed however he directs me to do so.
All right, so what is the biggest internal struggle that's affected your business success? What's within you that you found has affected you?
Internal. I would actually have to say my inner being, you know how you have that voice that's saying
self.
Yeah.
Inner Lala.
Yes, like maybe this not it may this may not work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but me personally, you know, we all have our moments where we, you know, we go back and forth with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, you know, who you are, you know what I'm saying? Being a human, you're going to always have that opposite side that's going to tell you, you know,
this
don't go through
work.
With it. This ain't going to work.
Right.
But for me, I just continue to push forward. I had my ups and my downs, like, no lie. I'm not even going to sit here and lie. I had my ups and downs where it was times that I just wanted to just leave it be.
Mm-hmm.
But God stayed on me about it. He stayed on me about it. He kept pushing me. He kept working things out of my favor and showing me that this is what he wanted me to do.
Right.
See, this it was I wanted to do it, but initially it was his plan for me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said and done, that's most definitely one of the reasons why I'm not going to give up. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care how long it takes me.
Yeah. Well, and girl, we all have that moment, you know. And so for some people, it's realer, you know.
Right.
There's depressing days. You're
two kids.
Whew. Tired. You know, there's days where you just wake up and you like, look, if I can just get through today.
Right.
Forget the business.
Honestly,
if I can get through today, that's good.
That is so correct.
But, you know, someone once told me if you, they said everyone is designed, created to do something. Right. You have dreams and seeds of dreams that are put in within you.
Right.
Okay. And as you begin to follow those, it's really easy to say, oh, this is my purpose. And this is it.
Right.
Once you followed it. Right.
Right.
But if you don't know that purpose, you may have just a small thing. You're like, I like to decorate.
Right.
Right. And this is a gift that I've been given.
Right. Right.
And you may not think anything of it. Oh, I'd really like to have a decorating business. Or mm-hmm, I'd really like mm-hmm. to have my own venue, wedding venue, whatever.
Right.
And they said this, and this person is older than me, so don't think it's just some young cat telling you something. I think they were in their 50s, and they didn't really start pushing for it until their late 30s. And they said, you know, I had this dream for a long time.
Really?
It just took me a really long time to actually say that I'm going to do it regardless of what that internal
mm-hmm,
voice
mm-hmm.
says.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they said, if you don't, the dream doesn't go away, you just bury it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? And after a while, it gets harder.
Yeah.
To keep burying it.
Well, one thing I've learned is most definitely this. You're going to have to, coming into business, coming into managing and wanting and having a successful business, it's going to be some L's. You're going to have to take L's. You're going to have to take those losses. But it's on you or how you take those L's and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Those L's don't do nothing but multiplies those W's. In my opinion.
Right.
And that's what I've experienced even with just starting my business. It's like I said, it's been many times where I just wanted to just been like, you know what? But when I look at my two children and know that, honestly, God chose me to be the one to change the generational cycles, I refuse to give up.
And I was going to ask you, I mean, did you grow up with a silver spoon?
Oh, no, baby.
you told me you were from Arkansas.
No.
Maybe we got some stuff that's in there.
But baby, look, whether those spoons came from Walmart, Family Dollar, Fred's, Dollar General, look, we were still blessed. We weren't low class, but we were middle class.
Okay.
And with that being said and done, you know, shout out to my moms, my grandmother, my aunt. You know, they're the reason why I'm here in this business because I watched them decorate.
Yeah.
All my life coming up, and they were phenomenal with it. So that's what inspired me to do interior decorating.
Yeah. And how awesome will it be for them to see those seeds that they started planting in their own love?
I know, right?
Moving in you, right? That's going to be nice.
Yes,
and
yes.
For anybody who's listening in Arkansas, I was down there just last month, so shout out to y'all. Hello.
I know, right? What's up, Arkansas?
Yes. Y'all could get a few more stores in between those cities so I don't have to drive so much. I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness.
So what are you doing right now? Like, what's the tactics that you're doing to overcome that inner voice that's telling you you can't do stuff?
Honestly, just zoning everything else out. Just okay. Zoning, just, I don't want to, if it's not, whether, when I say zone everything out, whether that's people, mm-hmm. whether that's thoughts,
yeah.
whether that's feelings, I zone it out.
Girl, I'm going to talk about that in one of my next shows in June.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I had to learn in business, entrepreneurship, goal setting, if you don't want to be your own business, whatever, goal setting in general, if you have some dream that's bigger than you,
right.
is that how you feel is not always valid.
Right. That's
because
true.
Because your feelings go up and down every freaking day. If you only went after your goals when you felt like it, this podcast wouldn't be here.
Exactly. And I salute you. Yeah. I salute you, sweetie. I salute
yeah.
you.
Yeah. I mean, and I know you felt that. You know that right. day when you wake up and you're like, nothing is going to happen today. You got to push
yes.
through that.
Yes. And there have been many times where I've pushed through. So that's, thank God, by the grace of God, that's why I'm here.
And it gets
easier. That's why we're here.
Yeah. That's so, why you know. Here. That's why this connection
yes,
is made.
Most definitely, you
know?
Sweetie.
So what is your biggest source of support? I know we got people listening in Arkansas. What's your biggest source?
My biggest source of support, first and foremost, honestly, just be real. Mm-hmm. You know, no offense to no one that's non-religion, but I am, you know, I'm in tune with my spirituality, God, the universe, the whole nine yards. So, most definitely, God is my first and foremost support. Because even when I can't see what he has in store for me, he shows me in some type of way.
In a little small way.
Yeah, yeah. Look, whether it's taking a look at my children, or whether it's riding down the street, glancing at all these beautiful homes that I wish one day that I'm going to have, or whether it's looking at someone under the bridge that don't have what I have. It goes deep. So my biggest support is God, my children, My friend here, Drea. You know, she's been with me since we've met, and that's what been a few months.
Yeah.
But she's been by my side ever since. My grandmother, you know, my dad, and my aunt. The list goes on. So I do have support,
yeah.
even if it's just them listening to me vent,
right?
Or being a listening ear.
You do need vent people,
exactly.
You know, so your solution people. And
right,
you vent people,
right. But yeah. everything else, when it comes to actually establishing 416 and interiors,
mm-hmm.
I did it myself.
Okay.
I put in the work behind it.
Okay. And that's something that I think is important because
right.
a lot of times you think, oh, I have this amazing support system. And I'm going to get on Christians for a second. So I'm going to get on God people for a second. Okay. God
come on now.
Is going to push you forward, but he is not going to make your dream happen. You got to put
right.
in that work.
Right.
You, I mean, God can bless the soil.
Most definitely.
He can bless the soil and he can bless the seed, but
mm-hmm.
somebody's got to put it in
right.
the ground,
most
right?
definitely, all the time.
Right?
Right.
Because I think that's something people sit on. Well, you know, won't he do it?
Yeah. He of course, he's going to do it, but he also stated, if you make one step, I make two.
Right.
So, you
right.
know, and I'm a firm believer on that. So, all the steps, that's why I say I know my work isn't in vain. It's
yeah.
not in vain. And he's showing me every day.
Yeah.
It's just a blessing to be here. Do
yeah.
you know how nervous I was with...
You were smacking on that gum
look,
before
you
we got started. And this is a startup story, so we can be real honest and real. Because at the end of the day, you know, these are things that everybody
right,
feels.
Right.
Everybody feels these things.
I was nervous, you know. I was excited and I'm nervous at the same time. But yeah, once again... This is where he wanted me.
Yeah.
On this day, this is where he wanted me.
Yeah. And you know, the crazy thing, Lala, is that I don't ever require anything of God,
right.
people at all. I don't ever say, like, what's
right.
your religion, Lala?
Right, right.
At all. There's no stigma on that.
Right. I know you don't.
You
know, I
mean,
know you
could pray to trees and I'd be like, hey, come on the show and do your thing.
Oh my goodness.
But I would say it's not a coincidence that I'm always getting people that are being brought to me that are like, that's
right.
where my source of support
right, right.
is. So, hey man, godly people are some positive people. You
get
some crazies every
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you do. Hey, you do.
but
that's what, honestly, being different and, you know, having different people to see things differently.
Right.
That is actually what continues to make this world go round.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Everybody's got value.
Right.
So, what motivates you when you don't feel motivated? What do you do? Like, what do you actually do?
What I actually do?
Mm-hmm.
To be honest with you, my children. I look at them and how I feel inside personally and the things that I desire and I've always wanted and always dreamed of having and doing.
Right.
That is what motivates me. So, my children most definitely motivates me.
Okay. So, tell me a little bit about a small victory in your business that's meant a lot to you.
A small victory?
Mm-hmm. And just for everybody that's just tuning in, Lala is the owner of 416 Interior. She has an interior decorating company, and she is starting up.
Yes, yes.
And showing out. And so yes. She's telling us what is a small victory in her business that has meant the world.
Well, honestly, my small victory was starting my business. I have more than one.
Okay, give me the first one that comes to mind.
The first one that comes to mind is when I made the decision to start a business.
Okay.
Second, receiving those papers in my hand saying, hey, you're a business owner here in the state of Texas.
Okay.
You know?
That's a good feeling.
Yes, that's most definitely a good feeling.
And one of the things you said was when you started, you made the decision. Let me talk about that for a second.
Okay, come on.
Because what's the difference between saying, I want to have this business and making the decision? What does that mean for you?
Personally, me, honestly, saying it and wanting it in order to have it, you got to put in the work for it.
Right. So was it a decision to put in the work? Or was it a decision?
Oh, yes. Okay. Most definitely. Most definitely had to put in the work. Look, it's been many days. Like, honestly, baby, my Chase, if y'all looking live and watching, many times where my bank account done went in overdraft.
Yeah.
But I continued to invest in my business. Those were the sacrifices that I made because I did not want to give up.
Right.
And I refused to give up. So.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have those put up or shut up moments, then I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
Because I do think, and I mentioned this, I think in two, three episodes ago when I was like, you know, a lot of people, you plan a trip or something, everybody wants to go to Jamaica, but then when you start talking about the money it costs to go to Jamaica, everybody dips out.
Right.
That happens with business too.
It does.
It does, where you're like, yeah, I would like to have this business. And then you start doing the paperwork and the stuff that's not sexy.
Right.
And you don't want to do it anymore.
She said not sexy.
Yeah, it's not. There's nothing sexy about filling out
the
LLC.
It's not. Well, see, to be honest with you, I didn't actually do my paperwork for my business.
Okay.
I end up going through LegalZoom.
Okay.
So LegalZoom handled. I just wanted to make sure that it was done the right way. I didn't want to mess up nothing, you know. And furthermore, I don't have you know, messing with the IRS and the state
right.
and certain
you
things.
Anybody coming out?
No, I didn't want to go through that hassle. So I end up having LegalZoom actually do get my business started for me. And
okay.
other, moving forward, educating myself, I end up taking the steps myself. Now, I'm my business registered agent.
Mm-hmm.
So, anything related to my business, I get it, not LegalZoom.
Right. And so, at first, everything went to them, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what was that? I know that when you start out with an LLC, and that's a $300 fee in Texas.
Right.
And then in some states, you don't pay anything, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, and I don't know how they probably recoup it some kind of way, right? How did that work for LegalZoom? What's that look like? Is that expensive, or how does it look?
With LegalZoom, it cost me close to $900.
Ooh, so you were really putting up.
Yes.
Yeah, you were ready.
It was.
And how long does it take them?
With LegalZoom, it took them about a week or two. It didn't take long at all.
Mm-hmm.
But after, you know, like I said, educating myself, I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and change my business name, get everything, you know, I just basically educate myself, I had to take the right steps moving forward. Right. Now I'm confident and I'm ready.
And that's how to it get, happens.
Right,
that's
you know what I'm saying? And because, you know, like I said, I'm all right with taking a few L's, yeah. but not a lot of them. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. So
illegal L's are big L's. You know? And nobody wants to make a bunch of money and then have it all taken away
exactly.
from them because they feel that's
like,
the wrong thing.
Like, no. Yeah. Man, yeah. The IRS, oh, no, baby, no.
But it takes a second to get to that point where, you know, you see the $900 right. that it's going to cost you and you see mm-hmm. the $300 and you're like, I'm going to invest $1,200 right. into myself. Because a lot of people have the money, but when you start really spending it, that's when that moment, do you really want to do this?
Right.
You know, I do that sometimes. I pay for things because it forces me to do it.
Right. That's true.
You know,
yeah,
I'm like,
that's true.
Let me pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Because I'm not going to quit if I invest.
Yeah. I know, right?
And I say that as a person who, man, I used to quit stuff in a minute. Yeah. In a minute. Like, yeah, it's not working. It cost me $30.
I may pause because that's what I did with my business. I end up just pausing mm-hmm. until, you know, especially when the pandemic hit, you know,
yeah.
that gave me a lot of leeway to just sit back and educate myself.
Okay.
So I took that time to do that. And I made the appropriate steps in educating myself and learned from numerous people that, man, the groups that I'm in Facebook have really taught me a lot, you know. And like I said, networking with different people on Instagram, you know, it has taught me a lot. But
yeah.
even with the trademark, honey, that was the trademark was $1,500, almost $1,600.
Okay.
To just trademark yeah. my business.
Yeah, so you have really invested. It's not
so basically, that yeah. stimulus check was gone.
Yeah. You know what? That's a good investment.
Right.
Though, because yes. you're investing in a lot.
Because I know where it went.
Yes.
So.
And a lot of times people are afraid, and I'm just going to talk about us. This is a Black Entrepreneur
right.
show. A lot of times people are afraid to do that, invest
right.
in yourself.
That's
they
true.
Think you might invest in, you might pay off a car, you
right.
know, a car or something like that. You feel good about that.
Right.
But what about investing in yourself? And even if it's not your own business.
Right, exactly.
Invest in some stocks.
Exactly, most
know?
Definitely.
Man, we put that stimulus check into the stock market, and we have, I think we tripled it, girl.
Really?
So, like, we
wow.
need to, y'all, we need to
now
step
that's
it
something
up.
That I hadn't really got into.
Yeah.
But I most definitely want to learn about stocks and get into stocks. So, if it's anybody watching and, you know, tuning in, reach out to
Check
me, let me know about stocks.
And let's talk about those Facebook groups for a second, because you mentioned that multiple times, and I know we know we're familiar with it.
Right.
But let's pretend like somebody's not.
Okay.
You know, there's a Facebook group for every single
business
that you could be into.
Everything.
And there's communities that are truly being built.
They really are.
With that.
Yes.
That's how we met.
Right, most definitely.
And we've been talking, texting, all
right.
that stuff since then. And it's just people who have the same interest in you as
right.
you. Sometimes it's people that live right next to you. My last
Almost definitely.
My time before last podcast guest I met on Facebook. So it's
right.
it's crazy.
Yep, so those most definitely join a Facebook group if you can, especially if you want to educate yourself. I'm gonna tell you a group that I'm most definitely active in, and that's Get Business Credit. It's a Facebook group. It's another one that's called Building Business Credit with your EIN. So
okay.
those are two Facebook groups that I am currently in. I'm active in those groups, and that's where I've gained all my knowledge from with my business and actually building that business credit.
It helps.
So now I'm ready. I have the business plan ready. It's, look, when I say, I told my children, I set them down and said, I need for y'all to be patient.
Yeah.
When I got my income tax money, when I got my tax return, when I got my stimulus check, I set them down and I asked them. We being honest, right? This
mm-hmm.
is what
right.
we, yes.
Yeah.
So I set them down and I asked them to be honest, to be patient with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to pay off. So, I'm not scared to sit here and say, I know where my money went.
Right.
And it went towards my business.
Yeah.
And that's something that's showing right now with me sitting here today.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's,
don't be scared to invest in your in your business. Whatever your passion is, take it, turn it into something that's going to benefit you, your family, your children, just in general, long term.
Right.
Long term. Don't be scared to make a sacrifice.
Right. And that's the thing, too. A lot of people, you know, don't know. Like, hey, sometimes you got to sacrifice some things. And I think speaking to, you know, you talking to your kids, I think that's really hard for moms. Because a lot of times that does mean time with your kids.
Yes, yes.
You know, we both got kids sitting at home right now, right?
Yes, yes.
You know, and that's not always a good feeling. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, You can do it.
Right.
You can still be a great mom, and you're going to have them nights where you cry. Right. You know?
I done had many of those.
But how many times have you ever come home and hugged them and been like, oh, my God.
Yes. I tell my children all the time, you know, love on them and let them know I love them to make good choices, make today a good day. But at the end of the day, kids gonna be kids. So
you can take them out for ice cream. They'll forget everything.
Sometimes, you know, most of the time things go in one ear and not the other. We've all been there. We've done that. Yeah. We've been children. So, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you gotta continue to, you know, be your children's role model.
Right.
You can't point. My thing was this. I didn't want to point the finger at my children for not doing something that I didn't do.
Right.
Whether it was finish school, whether it was going to college, whatever the case might have been, I'm not hypocritical.
Right.
So me looking at it as when they get older, I didn't want to be down their back like, well, you shouldn't have done this. And then, you know, 9 times out of 10, they old enough now. They words can be, well, you didn't do it. Right. Why should we?
And that's so true. So true. And it's hard because parents don't necessarily learn those things.
So,
but you, man. And I would say to anybody listening is that don't think everybody has it figured out.
Right.
We're taking it day by day.
Because to be honest with you, I still don't have it all figured out. But I'm, look, just to say it ain't big for none, I'm still figuring out. It's absorbing everything,
man,
you know?
We, being super honest, this is the startup stories. Right. We couldn't even figure out how to get these phones going like 3 minutes before the show started. We got Duke here, my guy. My sound engineer. Shout out to Duke.
Y'all know. Because he helped me with my iPad over here.
But you know what? Maybe next time you'll figure it out on your own, right? And that's what it is.
Yeah,
that tiny step.
Most definitely, sweetie. Most definitely.
So tell me about. Let's talk about those L's, right?
Right.
Tell me about a failure, and what it taught you.
A failure. I would have to say. My failure is when I had really just started diving back into my business because, like I said, I started it in 2019, and then I end up just putting a pause on it. I say around about September of 2019, if I'm not mistaken, the L was when I lost my job.
Okay.
That's when the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
You know, I take that back. I was fortunate enough to be at home, but I ended up losing my job because, to be honest with you, the money that I was gaining from working for other employers, being real, this is what this show is about, right?
Right.
I was taking that money to invest in what I wanted, and that was my business.
Mm-hmm.
I made sure home was taken care of, bills was paid, but the rest, I don't care if it was a subscription, if it was me paying for a course, an education course, or an ebook, or whatever.
Yeah.
I invested. I took what I earned from one employer and invested in my own.
Yeah.
So, when I lost my job, that set me back.
Okay. So, that was kind of your source of support, financial support for your business. So it was a setback then.
Right, most definitely.
Okay. And what was that like for you?
It was hard. It was really hard because that was the money I was using to invest in my business. I ended up, it took me a while to even get another job.
Yeah.
So that was even more devastating to me. Because remind you, I went to college, you know. Right. I have a college degree. Mm-hmm. But yet and still, with me having a degree, it didn't open doors for me like I really thought that it would. And a lot of people say and claim that it would. But, you know, I seen a post that said, you have to have a degree to work for a business owner, but you don't have to have a degree to start your own business.
Yeah.
When I saw that post, I snapped at it on Instagram. I got a screenshot of my phone. What? I keep it with me.
Yeah.
So I most definitely took that snapped out of the failure. Like,
yeah. And that's hard. And sometimes that's hard because
when you're
preparing for working for someone, you know when the next paycheck is coming.
Exactly.
You know it's coming. Yes. And you're not used to the failures of entrepreneurship.
Right, right.
Which is sometimes, I don't know where this next thing is coming.
Right.
Or what is the next thing I'm going to do? And so sometimes you can see that failure. You can see that this is why I shouldn't have done this in the first place. Right.
Yes.
I should just go find another. I know you had that moment. Did you have that moment where you were like, man, I just need to go find me a job and just work here for the rest of my life?
Well, yes, I did. Honestly, I'm not going to lie, I did. But my spirit kept,
you can't ignore it.
Like, that's, you know, to each his own. I'm not knocking nobody, you know, and that, you know, and because right now I'm working.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm working a job, so even now, I take that and still invest in my business. And, you know, but being working for someone else, that's not my dream. That's not my goal. And that's, you know, and that's just what it is. Like I said, regardless of how long it take me, I'm not going to give up. And I encourage anyone to not give up, to keep striving, to keep pushing. Prayer, most definitely prayer. Watch your surroundings. Be mindful of your surroundings, the energy, you know, the connections you make, and continue to pray, meditate if you can, and just, you know, keep moving forward. That's how I got through it
all.
That's
what it is. It's one step at a time. It's not some big, Jesus doesn't come down and talk to you. It's just like, okay.
Right.
I mean, that's what a lot of people are looking for.
Yes.
You're like, okay.
Yes.
Where's
Jesus
most definitely. With the fish?
Yes. You know? Oh, he has the fish. You just got to continue to have the faith and know that he has the fish.
Can I piggyback on that?
Right.
Sometimes he's got the fish. You got to get your boat.
That's true.
Get on the beach.
You got to
roll yourself out there because you can't. He ain't going to bring the fish into your house.
Exactly. What they say, a man that don't work don't eat.
Right.
That go for women too.
So what's one of the things that setback taught you?
To be strong.
Okay.
Continue to be strong. That the sin, at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with worrying and stressing. But where the sin come in at is when you actually give up.
Okay.
So I'm not giving up.
Well, we heard that. So.
I'm not doing that one. I continue to say that to God calling on me. I'm not going to give up.
I feel like you've given advice, but what's the last thing so say nobody has listened to anything you said. What's that last piece of advice? What's that kick you got to listen to this advice you want to leave our listeners with?
The last piece of advice I want to leave the listeners with is to be you. Be you. Continue to be you no matter what. Do what it is that you're passionate about. And continue to be strong and have faith. And don't give up. Don't give up.
Okay. Thank you so much for your words of wisdom. I would love to take a moment to pray for you.
Thank you.
For 416 Interiors. and the listeners who are listening who maybe you needed to hear that you do not need to give up and that your season is coming.
That's true. So, oh, yes. Claim it.
So, God, thank you so much for this moment. Thank you so much for just connecting us with Lala here. Dre's in the studio as her source of support today. And I didn't want to take a moment to not thank her for being here. And, God, I pray that you just bless these women. Who are working towards their goals, who are trying to push each other towards their goals and are supporting each other as your children do. And so I thank you for that. I already know that you're going to bless her business because you gave her the mindset, you gave her the dream, and that the will is there. And this is just the beginning of her startup story, but it's the beginning of a startup success story. And I'm so excited for what's going to happen for her and what's coming for her in her future. For our listeners, thank y'all so much for tuning in. And God, I pray that you bless them in this moment, that this not be a moment of listening to somebody else's startup success story, but the inspiration to their own startup or their own goal setting story. And whatever that dream is that you put into them, maybe it's not to have their own business, but maybe they just needed some other inkling that's in their head that they need to not give up on. If you could just push them in that direction and give them that same source of support, that same will that you've instilled in Lala here, that would be such a blessing to our listeners. And I pray for just man Duke. I'm gonna pray for you, man.
Amen.
I pray for Duke, man, that he's just blessed. And y'all know, this is a Black entrepreneur show, but Duke is also an entrepreneur. So I pray that you bless his
Congratulations.
As well. Yes, and that is just something that grows up and shows up and blows up. Right. And that one day everybody's going to have a computer built by Duke sitting in their office. That's going to be an awesome thing.
That's what's up, Duke.
And so I just pray that we just continue to hustle.
Right.
On, y'all.
Most definitely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, sweetie. Thank you for building this, you know, yeah. Building your empire. I'm you know, woman to woman. Thank you for having something with actually shining light on Black-owned businesses.
Yeah,
I salute you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, this is Terilyn Hicks, host of Against All Odds, broadcasting live each week, Thursdays at 8 from FBRN Studios at Global Life in Arlington, Texas. Log on to hear tips, secrets, and how-tos from entrepreneurs, side hustlers, and wealth achievers who are making a living and doing what they love at the same time. Be sure to log on each week, Thursdays at 8, to catch Against All Odds. Jump in.